Everybody, this is Santiago, and I'm checking in with you this morning. We are now tuning in to the Risa Show.
Thank you. family, thank you so much for tuning in to Serve It Up Now, where we serve you information, guys, you can use. Guys, just in case you have not subscribed to our channel, please do so now by clicking that red subscribe button. Also click that notification bell so that you will always stay in the know. And this is on our YouTube channel, but on our Blog Talk Radio podcast, guys, go ahead and hit that follow button and you will get notified when we go live with our podcast. And I am so happy, beloved, that you decided to wake up this morning at 6 a.m. just to hear what I have to talk about on today. Now, just in case you are listening to us live, guys, you can go ahead and dial air code 563-999-3467. Hit that number one key so that you will come on and we can just dialogue and talk about my subject today. I want to talk a little bit about being a servant, a life of servitude. But before I do, also, if you're listening to us via internet, please go ahead and leave in the comment section where you're from, you're listening via internet, because I would like to know that you're listening. I know, guys, this is new to you, but guess what? We're gonna get it popping today. How about that? Well, with that said, guys, you know, I was so excited about waking up this morning, you know, just to get on air with you guys and just talk a little bit about what's on my heart today. And on my heart is learning how to be a servant to the people of God and learning not always wanting someone to serve you, in other words. You know, a lot of times when we have material gain or we have education, we feel that we should be served. You see what I'm saying? That's like military men. Women who go to war, they are serving our country. They have a servant heart. They sign up to, in other words, not no longer belong to themselves, but belong to the government. And so they begin to serve our country. As a matter of fact, I come from a military family. I was married to two military men. My two sons were in the military. My father, my uncles, and cousins and all was in the military. And so I'm sure you've had family members who have served our country, meaning they're no longer belonging to themselves for the duration of their time in the military. And so they decide to serve our country. And so I want to take my hats off to every man and woman who have served our country, and I want to thank you for that, okay? So what I want to talk about a little bit, and I want to get it, I want to hit it and quit it, and I want to get on in here and say what I need to say. Well, I want to talk about how Jesus Christ, Yeshua, in the upper room with the disciples, how he washed their feet and how he taught them how to be a servant, meaning that he was the Messiah and he was showing them that he was no greater than them, okay? And so I love the fact that Jesus Christ done that, because he showed us all how we as children of God should serve one another. Whether we have gifts and talents, whatever we have, if you can, you're a carpenter, you're a preacher, you're a singer, you're a writer, doctor, lawyer, nurse, whatever you are, we are to serve each other. See, when you go to the hospital for an illness, you got a doctor there that's going to attend to you. He's going to serve you. When you go to a restaurant, you got chefs, cooks there that's going to serve you. You got waiters that's going to serve you what's on the menu. And so in every walks of life, we find people every day we're serving each other. And that's what it's about, beloved, not just in the church, but also in the world that we live in. We are serving our sisters and our brothers. And this is what makes the world go round, because we are showing each other that we are no longer belonging to ourselves and thinking it's about us and that we're so high and mighty that we need to be served. The Bible says that we're not to think highly of ourselves, to deceive deceive ourselves, but we must humble ourselves before the mighty hand of the mighty feet of God. And so here we see in Galatians chapter 2 and 20, Paul says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Now, in that statement, there is a lot that we can look at. But the thing that stood out to me is Paul made a statement. He said he's no longer belongs to himself. He said, I am crucified with Christ, in other words. But I love the fact that he said that Jesus Christ, Yeshua, loved him and gave himself for him, meaning that Jesus Christ came to this earth to die so that he could have life, so that we could have life and have it more abundantly. And so Jesus Christ, Yeshua, came to serve himself. God, I feel that right there. He came to serve himself as a sacrificial lamb so that we can have life. Because why? He loved us just that much. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whomsoever believeth on him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And so from Galatians chapter 2 and 20, we see that Paul had surrendered his life to the Most High God. He chose to become a bond servant to Jesus Christ, Yeshua. And so when we look at that chapter and that verse, we as God's children also should be doing the same thing. We must understand after giving our lives to the Lord, we don't belong to ourselves anymore. Meaning all of our selfish desires has died. Meaning we're not looking for folk to pat us on the back and tell us we're doing a good job. We're not looking for folk to serve us, but we're looking for opportunities to serve other people. Come on, somebody. And so we should not let our gifts, in other words, the gifts and talents that the Most High God has given us, we should never allow those gifts and talents to become dormant. In other words, we don't want to bury a set on our gifts and talents, but we want to serve it to the world. When you serve your gifts and talents to the world, the Word of God said, your gifts will make room for you. You don't have to make room for your gift. You just serve your gift. The Most High God make room for your gift where it's needed. Amen? Jesus had a servant attitude from the very, 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 I think he was 12 years of age, when he went to Jerusalem with his parents to celebrate Passover. And so the story tells us, as Mary and Joseph were returning to Nazareth, they happened to realize that Jesus Christ, Yeshua, wasn't with them. They realized that he wasn't going back to Nazareth with them in the crowd. And so they begin to search for Jesus Christ, Yeshua. And can you just imagine a parent? You're walking, talking, on your way traveling back to Nazareth after going to Jerusalem for the Passover. It's time to return home, so you walking back. And then you're talking and realize your child is missing. Your child is missing. Can you imagine that? I can't even imagine riding in the car and my child ain't there. I got to go back and search. You know, something happened to me when I was raising my son, my youngest son. I was driving in a car, and this is a known true fact. I was just driving in the car. I had went and got a rental car because I was getting ready to go out of town. And I'm driving, and I had the music blasting, and one of my kids said, "Mama, Kevin not in the car." And I said, "What do you mean?" And I looked in the rearview mirror. My son done fell out the car, sitting in the middle of the street in Savannah, Georgia. Thank God cars wasn't coming. I had to turn around quick, go get my child. He was sitting in the middle of the street hollering and crying. And I had to grab him up. And I chastised him because I told them to stop messing with the car doors. And, oh my goodness, that was a scary feeling, guys. I put him in the back of that car, lost all my money, couldn't go out of town again. But that just shows you when you look for your child and your child isn't there, that's a hurtful thing. And can you imagine Mary and Joseph when they looked for Jesus? Jesus was nowhere to be found. And as they returned, as they went searching, in other words, for Jesus Christ, Yeshua, they found him. And so when they asked Jesus for an explanation, in other words, first thing Jesus replied was, "Did you not know that I must be about my Father's business?" Can you imagine that? Now, Joseph and Mary, they say, okay, we're the parent. And Jesus put them in check to let them know, hey, I'm here to serve. My Father sent me to this earth to serve, to be a sacrificial lamb for the lost. Come on, somebody. So he had to put them in check. He wanted them to know, hey, I'm about my Father's business. In other words, beloved, we as God's children should always be about our Father's business. We should always look for ways to serve someone and not just be served. Amen? Amen. It shouldn't be about us. It should be about staying focused on our assignment. We all have been given assignment by the Most High God. And so we must be focused. We must stay focused on the assignment. And we too must be about our Father's business. While we are here on this earth, we must work while it is day. Amen? Amen. We have a lot of benefits in Jesus Christ, Yeshua. Why? Because we have escaped eternal damnation and can walk in health and live in prosperity. But we would be neglect if we didn't share what, I mean negligent, excuse me, y'all, if we didn't share what we have with others. In other words, being a servant. Our life in Jesus Christ is about service. That's what it's about, beloved. Showing love to one another. Showing respect to one another. Finding out how we can help your dream come to pass. Finding out how we can just come and assist you and I have a gift. Let me come serve you. If you know you are a cameraman, you look for ways to go and help that ministry or that person. If you know what I'm saying? You're a doctor, you're a lawyer, you're serving the people. Amen? When you go to the hospital when you're sick, guess what? You're going because you're sick and the doctor's there to serve you, to help you get well with medicine. You got nurses, lawyers, stylists, hairstylists. They're serving you. They're serving their gift by beautifying your head. Okay? So there's a lot. If you know you got talents and gifts, find out how you can go and serve it. Get connected to somebody, ministry, somebody business. Find out what you can do. When you go to a restaurant and you got a cook up in there, honey, they're going to serve you that food. The waiter's going to serve it to you because the cook going to give it to them for them to serve you. So everybody is helping each other. They're doing something together to serve and make this thing happen. So our life in Jesus Christ is about servants. It's about yielding to something greater than we are. When Jesus Christ Yeshua, sent his disciples out, he said, freely you have received, freely give. He didn't say, freely you have received, freely take. It's all about you. Me, 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 me. I. Look at me. I'm this great preacher. I'm this great singer. I'm this great designer. I'm this great doctor. I'm this great lawyer. I'm this great nurse. I'm this great student. I'm this great this. I'm. No, never said. It's about you. See, when you get you out the way, then your gifts can be released to serve the people. Amen. I hope I'm helping somebody. I hope I'm helping somebody today. Because God has given each and every one of us gifts and talents. And he expects us to use it in service to others. Ever your gifts and talents is, find a way to use them to be a blessing to someone else. If you can clean, baby, go out there and clean them homes. You are sharing your gifts. Huh? If you can cook, open a restaurant up and let your gifts serve the people. If you design clothes, go ahead and get that sewing machine and start sewing up that fashion. Open your boutique and serve the people. Somebody need your gift. God, I just said something right there. Somebody need your gift. The Most High God did not give you a gift for you to sit dormant on. It's for you to serve somebody. A lot of people have educations and they got DDDs behind their name and they feel that they need to sit up high and look low on other people who just got a GED or may not even have an education. But yet they want to make themselves look like they're better than that person instead of using the gifts and talents that they have to help another person or serve someone else. It's all about me, 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 I, what I can get and what, no, it shouldn't be about you like that. Because guess what? At the end of the day, everything that you accomplish on this side, on this earth, you're going to leave. Come on, somebody. You're not taking anything with you when you die. Amen? So why not look for opportunities to serve other peoples with the talents and gifts that the Most High God has given us. Paul told Timothy to stir up the gift of God, which is in thee. And if you would like to visit that scripture, is 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 6. And so that lets us know, beloved, that we as God's children need to nourish our gifts by actually using them. Okay? You got to stir those gifts up. You know, like you stir up a pot of stew, gumbo. When you stir it up and it's boiling, honey, that stuff tastes good, right? Well, we got to nourish our gifts and talents. And how do we do that, guys? By using them, serving them to others. Amen? Amen. And so one of the best ways to do this is by being involved in a local church, in somebody's business, somebody's school. Amen. That's how we can really use them. Amen. And never pray for God to bless you, but pray that God, he makes you a blessing for other people. Ask God, how could you bless others? How could you be a blessing to others? Don't just look for blessings for yourself. Amen. When God asked Solomon, King Solomon, what did he want? King Solomon didn't ask God for money, for blessings. What did King Solomon ask God for? He asked God for wisdom, because he needed wisdom on how to serve the people. The first thing we should be asking God for is wisdom. Not bless me, God, bless me. I need it, God. Mama. And you're not gonna give nobody nothing when you get it, which is stingy yourself. God looking for folk that have a heart after him, that's going to be a servant unto God's people. That's what God is looking for. He's not looking for greedy people, self-centered, self-righteous. It's all about me. Pile it on. Make me feel good like you a God or somebody. That's what got Satan in trouble. Huh? He wanted to become a God. He wanted something that did not belong to him, and that was, he wanted praise and worship for himself. He wanted to be a God. You can get your hips in trouble thinking highly of yourself to deceive yourself. You can get yourself in trouble trying to be something God ain't called you to be. God, I felt that right there. God is looking for folk to be humble themselves. Amen. He will exalt you in due time. Your gifts will make room for you. Amen. He allow your gifts to make room for you. But you got to humble yourself and seek God and ask God, how could I be a blessing to other people? Not always look for people to sow into you and give you and serve you. Who are you serving? You first have to have a servitude heart in order for God to allow people to come and help you. Who are you helping? Who are you helping? Amen. And when you do things for other people, do you always look for people to give it back to you? Do you look for them to bless you the same way you bless them? Are you looking? Are you just looking for somebody to say, oh, that person great, and oh, look at me. It's all about me. So you want them to look at, you know, you just want to hear your name. You want to see your name on all the flyers and everywhere. And 'cause you think if my name is everywhere on the flyers, I got to have reached the I'm somebody big. Are you looking for people to look towards you as a God, worshiping you as a God? Or are you looking to serve people? Are you looking to bless people with your gifts and talents? Yes, it takes money for ministry, unfortunately, but it takes money. It takes money to go out and record records and write books and different things like, yes, yes, the fruit of your labor. But at the same time, are you serving? Do anybody, can anyone say that they were served by you? I mean, what are you doing? What are you doing? And so, We should never ask the Lord in prayer, Lord, bless me, but ask God to make you be a blessing to your family and your friends and strangers, even strangers. Amen? Because when you totally give yourselves to the Lord, he will make you a part of something bigger than you are. Notice what I just say. When you ask the Most High God to make you a blessing for someone, he will make you a part of something bigger than you are. In other words, he will plant you, and then you will begin to bloom where he plants you. Does that make sense? Amen? Does that make sense? And so, beloved, we have to examine ourselves. We have to examine ourselves because our life should be one of servitude. You have a lot of people who have great jobs, who's very educated, and they know they're educated. And they look down on people who are not on their same level instead of serving the people, instead of assisting with them becoming, you know, successful. Everybody, it's all about me. We live in a microwave world. Everybody want it quick. Everybody's got, it's got to be me. I got to get on. It's got to be me. I want to be popular. I want to be this. I want to be that. You know, I always ask the Most High God, Lord, how can I use the platforms that you've given me to be a servant to your children? Amen. It's not about money with me. Never have been. I've met a lot of millionaires. Okay, in my lifetime that I know personally. And I was never moved by their money. But I am moved by how they allow the Most High God to use them for his glory. I'm not caught up in material things. I'm not caught up in someone's status. I don't care whether you got a PhD or a GED or a dropout and ain't got no degree or no school diploma. I can care less about that. Because what little bit you do have, you still can serve the people of God. And I do not look at people's pockets or pocketbook or purses. Because that don't move me. Money don't move me. Never have, never will. What moves me is your love walk with God's people. Because the only way that I can identify you as Jesus Christ, Yeshua's servant, is through your love walk. That tells me a lot about you. And it tells me a lot that you have a servant heart. You have a heart after the Most High God, because that's what he looks for in his children, is people that have a heart after him. Because if you have a heart after him, you're going to deny self. You're going to pick up the cross and you're going to follow him. Paul surrendered his life to Jesus Christ, Yeshua. And if the question was asked today, beloved, did you surrender your life to the Most High God? What would your answer be today? What would your answer be today? Do you have a servant heart? Or is it about you? Amen? Is it about you? Are you using your life to reach people? Are you spreading the word of God to reach backsliders? Are you being a servant? Are you connected to people that you can come and help and help serve? Hey, woman of God. Hey, man of God. What do you need me to do? How could I help you? You know you good with radio. How could I help you? You know you good with singing. How could I help you? You're a writer. How can I help you? When you see people that's willing to help you, that's a person who is a servant and not thinking about themselves only, thinking about helping you. But you have so many crabs in the bucket. They're not going anywhere, so they don't want you to go nowhere, so they're pulling you down. You know how crabs be in the bucket and they're pulling on each other to keep the other one from getting out? You have a lot of crab mentality people that's around you and not a lot of people that have a servitude heart. If they're not doing anything or if they're not going anywhere, they sure don't want you to go nowhere. So they abstain. They keep their servitude away from you. And they bury their talents and gifts so you can't go any further. So they think you ain't going any further. Because if God be for you, who could be against you? He that begun a good work in you is able to bring it to completion. So I don't care how much they try to pour salt on your name or try to hinder you and holding back their talents and gifts that can help launch you further into what you're trying to do for the kingdom. God will send folk. God will send folk to serve you and help you accomplish the assignment that he has given. Amen. And so never be selfish in your prayer and make it all about you, but pray and ask the Most High God, Lord, where can you use me? Where can I serve? What can I do? And get busy. Amen. Each and every one of us was given gifts and talent. You just got to tap on the inside of you and ask God to shine light on what it is that he has given you so that you can serve to the world. And get busy with it. But never think it's about you all the time. Never think about it. Because God is in a position to make room for your gifts. He'll put it out there and you'll be like, oh my goodness, I wouldn't even look. See, when you go into something, never go into it looking for something, but go into it saying, I'm going to serve the people. I'm going to deny myself. Paul surrendered his life and he knew he no longer belonged to himself because he gave up his rights and chose to become a bond servant to Jesus Christ, Yeshua. Amen? And so that's why we have to look, beloved, and say, you know what? I'm going to serve the Most High God. And how do I do that? I ask him to give me wisdom. Show me the gifts and talents that I have. And then, Father God, plant my gifts and talents in the place, in the right soil, that they can bloom where you plant me. See, you can't go everywhere serving your talents and gifts. You got to ask the Most High God to direct your footsteps. The Word of God said, a good man's footsteps is ordered by God. You don't want to waste time either. I can't tell y'all how much time I done wasted and wasted and wasted and wasted. And you got to be careful of those folk who are coming for the wrong reasons, beloved. I've had so many people tell me, oh, God sent me to you to help you in ministry. And today I can't find them. So that means they're disobedient to God. Because if God told you something, wouldn't you think you'd still be here helping me in ministry and helping me move forward in the kingdom of God? See, you have to be very mindful when you find people say that because their motives could be very wrong. And always remember, beloved, Satan will send folk too to look like they're there to help, but they're there to hinder you. They're there to cause havoc. They're there to try to destroy the plans of God. So you have to be very mindful and very watchful. Pray as well as watch. Because everybody that come in your circle is not there to be a servant, but they will become a Judas. And they will release a kiss, a betrayal kiss. So you have to understand, nothing catches God by surprise, beloved. And I'm going to close. Got to go. But nothing catches the Most High God by surprise. He already knows who's in your midst. He already knows what he has in you. It's up to you to find out what the Most High God has put in you. A lot of times we look at other people and we desire to be like that person. But we don't know what that person went through to be where they're at today. Never become an imitator, an identity snatcher, trying to become something God didn't create you to be. Because it's only going to set you up for failure. It's only going to set you up for a fall. And that you have to understand, beloved. You will be set up to fail if you do not seek the Most High God to find out what it is he have birthed you and purpose for you to be and have planned for you to be on this earth. Ask the Most High God what type of servant you're supposed to be to the people of God. Amen? And he'll show it to you. But you got to be willing to give up yourself and become a bond servant to the Most High God. Am I helping somebody today? So when I look at you today, what type of service do you have? I mean, are you being crucified with Christ? Do he live inside of you? Are you living by faith? The faith of the Son of God who loved you and gave himself for you? These are questions you need to ask yourself. Ask the Most High God to use you for his glory. Not use you so you can obtain all this stuff that's going to pass away. Amen? Amen. Well, guys, I got to go. I want to thank everyone for tuning in today. Guys, tune in with me on tomorrow morning. I don't know what we're going to talk about. Well, we're going to talk about something. How about that? And so tune in with me on tomorrow morning. And we're just going to, you know, finish up. And so I pray that, guys, what I've said this far has been a blessing to you and your family. If so, please visit our website at www.serveitupnow.com. Leave me a small, just a little small note or something. Tell me something, guys. Even comment below this broadcast. And definitely I want to hear from you guys. I really want to hear from you guys. And also know that I'm always in the live chat, okay? So you will always hear or see me chatting as this program is going on. So if you want to join the live chat, go ahead and sign in and join that live chat. But you can only do that through listening through the internet, okay? So with that said, guys, I got to go. Please stay safe. Hug somebody and tell them you love them. Until the next podcast, guys, you go in peace now. Bye-bye. Sitting high.